Joining me now on this edition of Our Town, Florence Police Chief Tom Turner and Lane County Sheriff Clifton Harrell. They are joining me virtually. How are you both doing today?
Doing really well.
Good. I want to start off, Chief Turner, one of the reasons I wanted to do this interview with both of you is first to get an idea of what it's being like in a community that's that the outside of the city limits has limited resources when it comes to public safety. I recently heard about an incident south of the bridge that may have involved a robbery in progress that is obviously outside of your jurisdiction of the city. Now, you may or may not be familiar with that particular call, but when a call like that comes in, what, if anything, can the city do?
Well, the jurisdictional boundaries of the city of Florence are actually relatively small. The whole population there, Western Lane County, is probably 15, 16,000. But the city itself is only about 8,900 people in the jurisdictional boundaries. So one of the difficulties that we've always had in Florence is that they've got a police presence. So there's usually two officers on duty, and that could be two of almost any kind, myself and an officer, or two officers, or a sergeant and an officer. But the problem is that there are calls for service there in Florence. And of course, anytime another agency has a call outside the jurisdictional boundaries, we all are in a mutual aid agreement. And so depending on the level of the call, we'll respond and at least try to hold things together until the other agency can respond. The problem that we've had over the years is that varies so much. And the difficulty, too, is the distancing. So if we get a call, for instance, to cover for the sheriff's office in Dune City, that's 6 miles away. And that's a long ways from the center of Florence if a call comes in Florence, which we try to prioritize. Currently, we have a wonderful city administration that allows us to do calls for cover if they're, very urgent and dangerous and necessary, because it protects everyone, ultimately. In the past, however, we've had administrations that don't want the police officers to leave the jurisdictional boundaries, which we simply can't do, I believe, because of the mutual aid agreement. And so we will try to help out. However, the timing is tough because often the deputies and the OSP is coming from the valley somewhere, and it can take up to an hour, maybe two, for them to get resources into the area, which winds up being very difficult for us. So it's a balance that we try to work out as best we can. A lot of times it gets to the point where it's not very quick service for the county residents.
Now, do you have officers that are sort of like on call? I mean, if you have a limited number on any particular time, that will respond as well? You're laughing.
Florence is kind of on call all the time.
Right.
So at any time you may get that phone call. We have to do that fairly often because if we overrun however many people we have, we'll call on people as quick as we can to get them there. And usually people are pretty responsive. And if we have like a big event, like Roadie Days, for instance, it's kind of a known thing that you need to be ready to respond just in case. Everything else is, we just keep going down the list until we get somebody, and we usually do. It's pretty responsive. It's a pretty responsive group. But that's kind of just the life of living in a small town.
Right. Now, Sheriff Harrell, I believe over the past 2 years, we've had two deputies assigned to the area. And if I'm not mistaken, you fought hard to be able to bring that to fruition. But before we get into the latest news, what are the challenges facing a limited resources for the Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, the reality is the relationships that we have around Lane County and the law enforcement profession are fantastic. And I'm so thankful that they are. We have really terrific partners in the Florence Police Department, but also all of our smaller municipal districts or police departments, I should say, Cottage Grove, Junction City, Oak Ridge, Coburg, really, really terrific relationships and so beneficial when we have something like, say, the Holiday Farm Fire that happened up in McKenzie. We were able to provide over 7,400 hours of law enforcement presence in 3 weeks with the help of 20 different law enforcement agencies. And so helping each other out, that's just sort of the way everybody here in Lane County works with each other, and we're tremendously thankful for that. With the respect to providing law enforcement service to unincorporated Lane County, I think most folks know Lane County traditionally, 50 years ago, they funded their county government services with timber receipts through logging. And so we have a pretty low base county property tax rate, $1.28 per thousand is the county government rate. And if you compare that to, say, Marion County, which is quite comparable really in population and makeup, Marion County's base county rate is $3 a thousand. You know, if we applied Marion County's rate to Lane County's property, the county would have $55 million a year to do more county government with. Obviously, through the years, the timber receipts went away. They were replaced initially with federal dollars through the Secure Rural Schools program. Those dollars became less and less and less, and then sometimes didn't even get authorized, to the point where the sheriff's office from 2008 to 2012, we cut 200 positions from the sheriff's office. Now, because of terrific community support for the public safety levy, which initially happened under then Sheriff Tom Turner and his significant efforts, we've been able to recover some of those positions, but it's strictly related to the corrections function of our office. So it's strictly for the jail function to provide jail beds, which we're terrifically thankful for. We're able to provide a reasonable corrections function of our office because of that public safety levy. But we really haven't recovered anything with respect to law enforcement services to unincorporated Lake County. So what I have today is 25 budgeted deputy sheriff positions to provide a law enforcement response to anybody across 4,600 square miles in unincorporated Lake County. And that just doesn't allow me to do anything but a centralized response. If you take those 25 deputies, you spread them out 24/7, that's typically three per shift. And so there's no way to do a regionalized approach. We have to have them zigzagging across the county their whole shift. When I first became associated with the office about 30 years ago as a law enforcement explorer, the West Lane area had two resident deputies for patrol plus the Dunes patrol deputy, and they also had a resident traffic team deputy. And we had a robust resident deputy program back then. We had a couple in South Lane, we had a few in East Lane, we had one in Junction City, Triangle Lake. And having those resident deputy positions back then, where you had a designated deputy for a region, and they build relationships with the community, they build relationships with other law enforcement partners, they have a feel for what's going on in the area. I mean, that's truly what a community policing model is. And frankly, it's just a much more efficient law enforcement service when you have all those relationships and you're able to see more of the picture. You know, if we have this centralized response, my folks currently, they're just responding to whatever is the most urgent priority at the moment. And they get there, they try to bring peace to the situation, but they know there's about 20 more calls waiting for them. And so they have to sort of be in a hurry to get clear from that call so they can take the next one. And I'll tell you, everybody that works in the office really wants to give a better, higher level of service than that. It's hard for the deputies to have contact with a citizen who just went through something significant in their life, or the police wouldn't be there. And so we're trying to resolve that situation for them and show them the care that we have for them while also feeling like we've got to rush off to the next thing. So what's super terrific about this current news is that we're now going to have two deputies available to be assigned. Similar to the resident deputy program, we're not calling it a resident deputy program anymore, but they'll be assigned to the West Lane area. That's the area that they'll work each shift that they work. And we're going to be able to have those relationships rebuilt. Not that any of the relationships with the public service agencies were ever dismantled, but the community relationships, to have a familiar face, to have somebody work in the same area each shift, and to just have an understanding of what's going on in the region.
Well, Sheriff Harrod, what is the, of course, the funds were allocated and are being put into place, but I noticed in the release it said something full-time equivalent. What does that term mean for, like, us in this area?
When we're budgeting, we use the term FTE, full-time equivalent, when we're trying to budget for costs. And so the sheriff's office has a little over 300 FTE total. So there's about 300 full-time positions within the sheriff's office. So that's just a term that... that's primarily used for budgeting. You know, different deputies cost me amount depending on how many years they've been around, right? So they, over time, they increase their pay. But when we budget for an FTE because we don't know necessarily who's going to be assigned to the position.
Okay.
So that's where that term comes from. And then just real quick about the dollars that were allocated. These are reserve funds. The last time the county received a secure rural payment from the federal government, some of those funds are sitting in the road fund reserve. They are an eligible revenue source for county patrols. And so what the commissioners chose to do was to take some money out of reserves to fund this program for the next 5 years. Now, we don't have an idea right now of what the ongoing funding might look like, but there's a recognition that we're in a situation today that this type of service is really significantly needed. And so I'm really appreciative that the commissioners chose to allocate these reserve funds so that we could get this going. And then what the commissioners did as a part of that motion was ask me to come back in 2 years to provide them with an update on how are we going to fund this type of service long term, and how are we going to fund it for other areas of Lane County, not just the McKenzie River Valley and West Lane. So I'm excited to try and work on that with the community. I hear from Lane County members all the time that they'd like to see a better, more robust service in unincorporated Lane County. And I enjoy having those conversations, and I love to sit down and work on some solutions with folks with respect to potential law enforcement service districts that would allow us to have this type of service in various different areas around unincorporated Lane County.
Chief Turner, what is the call volume for our area now on an average, you know, average week? Do you have those an idea or sense of what kind of volume we have?
Oh, I don't have an absolute number. As far as county calls for service, I have an idea there.
Okay.
Where we're in the one to two times a week, we'll get an outside jurisdictional call. Now, sometimes that'll be from OSB, sometimes it'll be from LCSO. And so this increase in having resident deputies or deputies that are down here or assigned to this area is just phenomenal, because that will help us really, really try to meet that need and not have to depend on our resources to go outside the city. Or we're in a more of a cover position where at least the county resource is already here. So it's going to help. It's going to help the county. It's going to help the state, and it's going to help the city. This will be a really beneficial thing. I'm also excited. I'm also very excited. One of the things that has increased for us is the MCR calls, the Mobile Crisis Response Unit calls. And the city has used that resource pretty frequently. And now the county will be able to dip into that as well. And that's a service that's trying to be as robust as possible here in the county. So it should serve our community in general for Western Lane County tremendously better. It's got so many exciting factors. One of the things, when I look back, when I was sheriff, I couldn't get anybody to apply for the resident deputy position or to apply to come over to Florence. And here it sounds like we have competition, which is just fantastic. It's fantastic that people want to come to this job.
Yeah, who doesn't want to be here? Really?
Yeah, I agree.
So let me ask, in this time of COVID, and we'll get both of you to respond here. You know, we hear about increases due to, you know, people staying home, maybe some, you know, marital problems, or maybe some issues with getting along because they're stuck in their house together. Have we seen a rise both city and county wise in calls for domestic violence and things like that?
Well, I can answer it real quick. We looked at that specifically, and initially we saw an uptick, and now it's leveled back out. So that kind of makes sense. It's a common sense thought, but we really have not had a great deal of increase in calls for service regarding domestic violence or issues surrounding that. We've had about the same.
Now,
it hasn't really changed things for us.
All right, Sheriff Harold, how about overall Lane County-wise as far as the sheriff's deputies go?
You know, I'm not too sure that we've had an increase in domestic violence calls per se across the county. We have recently hired a support position for our police services division, and are trying to do a better job of keeping track of calls for service and comparing them. But we're only a couple of months into that process. I was just going to try and take a quick peek, and I'm seeing dispute calls September of 2020 compared to September of 2019. These aren't necessarily broken out by domestic violence disputes, but just disputes in general. In 2020, we had 177 in September, and in 2019, we had 174. So only a difference of three, not real significant. What we have felt, at least anecdotally, is an uptick in mental health type calls for service, whether those be suicidal subject calls or other mental health or behavioral health type calls for service. And if I'm looking at the different categories, we've got disorderly subject, mental health, and suicidal subject calls, and all of those are up from 2019 just for the month of September. I'm just looking at the most recent month I've got data for. So I do think, and then the other thing that's quite a bit higher, September of 20 versus September of 19, is welfare check calls. We've got about 40 calls in 1 month more in 2020 than 2019 for welfare checks. So it's sort of interesting. I couldn't tell you exactly what it means, but it does feel like we're dealing more with folks that are maybe just stretched to their limit.
Yeah. Sheriff Harold, give me a sort of, if you can, kind of create an analogy for me of what the two additional sheriffs is going to look like coverage-wise. I mean, how is that? I don't know if I'm even asking this right, but I just kind of want to get an idea of what kind of significant impact those two deputies are going to have.
Yeah, I think I understand your question there. We haven't nailed down exactly what shift they'll work, but with two deputies, and our deputies typically work 4 10-hour shifts, so they have 3 days off. They work a 4-on-3-off. So with two, we'll have a deputy assigned to the West Lane area each day. So they're covering each other's weekends. And then that's, of course, happen to be absent for training or a court appearance or those sorts of things. We've told the deputies, we put out an email that says, hey, we've got these new positions. If you're interested, you need to put together a memorandum. And it's got a few things that they need to outline about their work experience, why we should pick them for the assignment. And we made it clear that we expect there to be some schedule flexibility built in. And so, the deputies are all represented. And so I'm not, first, I don't think it would be a good idea, but I'm also not able to say on Monday you're going to work a day shift and on Tuesday you're going to work a graveyard and on Wednesday you're going to work a swing shift. So we don't do that to our folks. But they can volunteer to adjust their shift, particularly if it makes sense for their workload. And so these positions are going to be the sort of position where if a deputy's working on a particular case or there's a contact that they need to make, they can call their sergeant and say, hey, I'd like to adjust my shift tomorrow. I want to come in 2 hours later and work 2 hours later or something like that. So these positions will have that kind of flexibility. The one thing I think Steve mentioned, we have a really terrific relationship with the state police as well. State police staffing on Westland is actually better right now than it has been in years past. And so we communicate with them quite a little bit, and I can see having two assigned deputies over there, that's just going to increase that cooperation and collaboration.
Right.
The other thing that I was thinking about when the chief was speaking is the fact that, crime doesn't necessarily recognize the city boundary. And so the Florence Police Department certainly could be working on, let's say, a handful of burglary cases that seem like they may be associated with each other. And we might have 3 or 4 out in the county that also look the same. Under our current makeup, we just simply don't have anybody doing any follow-up on those burglaries that happened out in the county. With two deputies assigned to the area now, they'll be working out of an office there at the Florence Justice Center. They'll be communicating with Florence Police and State Police. And again, that's going to enable us to put more of those puzzle pieces together, which is what ultimately leads to successful arrest and prosecution of the folks that are doing those sorts of things. So, hopefully that answers the question. The fact that the deputies will have some time and ability to follow up on cases that our emergency response force that's centralized out of the main office just doesn't have time to do follow up. That's going to make a difference. The other thing, too, is let's say a call for service comes in and a West Lane deputy is not working. The main office deputy, if it's a priority call, they're still going to take that call. But if it requires follow-up, they'll refer that to the designated West Lane deputies. And so, again, there's going to be a better opportunity to do follow-up even if it's when the West Lane deputy is on duty.
Okay. One last thing, Chief Tom Turner, the prioritization of calls that may happen outside of the city limits, do you have just like a 1-2-3 of, top priority and then down from there? Obviously, if there's something violent going on.
Usually some sort of armed dispute is probably number one. We've had a couple of homicide calls over the last couple, 3 years. We've had some serious accidents, that type of thing. But they're usually loss of life or threatened of loss of life, and that's why we're going in the first place. Mm-hmm. OSP has done a beautiful job on assisting all the agencies with traffic fatalities, which is unfortunately a relatively common deal just outside the city. But on the other calls, it's all loss of life or threatened loss of life that is the priority that we go to. Most of the time, if it's something else, as Sheriff Harold mentioned, burglaries, that's something that gets put on a list at best and sent to LCSO. We have had, again, as has been previously mentioned, we've had a big increase in mental subjects. It comes in different varieties, but there are people that are going through some sort of crisis, and there has been a real uptick in that activity in our area in the last year or so. But it's not uncommon across the country. That is a common issue going on. So those are the big ones, I guess. You would go to armed disputes, serious crimes, and then some variation of an accident call that we have to stand by until other resources get there.
All right. Well, big kudos to the county commissioners for bringing some more money into the area to supply more sheriff's deputies. That's also always going to be a help. Sheriff Harold, Chief Tom Turner, thank you so much for dropping in today. Next up, we have Susan Walters, and she's going to talk about Light Up the Light, coming up next month.